And we're joined in the studio this morning with representatives from five robotics teams here in Livingston County, all part of the FIRST Robotics. And I want to welcome into the studio Ashlyn Nemec from the Hal Scott's Bots, Kyle Albrecht from the Heartland Electro Eagles, Alex Hoag from Brighton Techno Dogs, Owen Pulaski from the Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy Gems, and Braden Brockway from the Fowlerville Fast Team. Welcome. Thank you. Give a welcome in unison. Yes. So the five of these teams are heading for the FIRST Robotics World Championships, which are being held this year in Detroit, coming up next weekend. And Fowlerville's team, you guys have had an amazing rookie season. Even though you're not going on to Worlds, you made it all the way to the state championship. So, Braden, let's start with you. What's your position on the team?
I'm the team captain of the team, and I just I'm a human player also. I'm also the lead mechanic on the team.
So kind of a jack of all trades. Yeah. So, so as we said, you guys had an outstanding rookie season. In fact, you won the All-Star Rookie Award at the Lakeview Tournament.
Yeah.
And that kind of that qualified you, that and how you played qualified you for the state. Yeah. So for your first year, how did that feel?
Honestly, a great year. I met a lot of new people that I didn't really have any opportunity to meet in school. Made a lot of new friends. Had a lot of fun. Great time.
So as the newest person in robotics, you know, how did you, what did you hear about it? How did you come into this?
We actually, our principal sent out an email to the whole school that we were creating a Fowlerville robotics team. And that's where I heard about it. Thought, oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Had you ever seen a FIRST Robotics match or anything about it?
Actually, my cousin played on the Durand team, and that's kind of like how I like heard about it before that. But
right.
Other than that, no, I've never seen one.
So how did it go then once you kind of saw what it was from maybe what you thought it was?
Well, at first I was like, oh, BattleBots, sounds like fun.
Right.
And then not even close to what I was thinking, and it was just, it was mind-opening. It helped me out with what I kind of want to go into and for college.
Right. So with FIRST Robotics, the goal is not to destroy the other robot, nor yours. But to obviously achieve tasks, each year the game, so to speak, changes. This year, it's called Power Up, and kind of mimics the 1980s-style arcade games and requires the robots to pick up these cubes and deposit them on different scales and then also into these power-up stations. So kind of a pretty cool setup. Ashlyn, you are the Chairman's Award team leader for the Scott's Bots.
Yes.
And Howell, you know, going to the state championship, you won the Regional Chairman's Award and you advanced all the way to the quarterfinals. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So tell us about the Chairman's Award, what that is.
So basically what the Chairman's Award is it's the highest honor you can win at a FIRST competition. It goes to the FIRST team that best represents what a model team should look like. And that interacts with their community and teaches basically everyone about FIRST and STEM.
So I think that's one of the more interesting things about FIRST is the Chairman's Award is such a huge honor. And in and of itself, it's really not, I mean, it's not necessarily about robotics specifically. It's more about community and team and school.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just, like, FIRST Robotics, it's not just about the robot. We do a ton of STEM classes. We try and involve the community in it and teach everybody about FIRST and its values.
And so if you can, maybe just describe a little bit about your presentation, because you have to make a video, correct?
Yeah. You have to put together a 7-minute-long presentation, and after that, the judges get 5 minutes to question you. You have to put together a 3-minute video and then a 10,000-character essay. So basically our whole premise was in the release video of the game, there was – the main character of that was to go around and find the 7 power cubes at FIRST. So we based our entire presentation and the essay and the video actually now on the 7 power cubes, which are basically like FIRST values. And they consisted of scholarships, sponsorships, risk-taking, teamwork, inspiration, gracious professionalism, and kit of parts.
So that's an interesting phrase you just mentioned, which is kind of at the heart of FIRST Robotics, gracious professionalism. So Kyle, you're with the Electro Eagles, as we mentioned. You guys made it to the semifinals at the state championship on the Dow division.
Yep.
So pretty good showing there. I had to be happy with that.
Very much so, especially with how our qualifications had not gone absolutely perfect because adverse conditions of the robot getting old and just getting older and older, the robot starts to become a little break more often and not as reliable.
So even though it's not battle bots, they do go through wear and tear.
Yeah, for sure. After playing through 2.5 full tournaments, we started to lose our lift control, and it just gets old and things start to go wrong and you have to be able to fix them.
So explain how gracious professionalism kind of comes into play in those instances where you've got maybe parts that are breaking or issues.
So multiple teams would offer up their help to, they would come to our pits and be like, do you guys need anything? Do you guys need anything? Or, hey, I've got some parts. If you guys want one, you guys can have one. And kind of stuff like being able to help out other teams. And not only that, but being able to go to the other team's pit and help them, just passing along knowledge even.
In that vein, Alex from the Techno Dogs, what's your position on the team?
This year I worked a lot with programming, but okay. I've done a lot of stuff around the team.
So even when you're in an instance where you're either hoping that another team can help you out with a part or something else, or you help out another team, I think that's, you know, I've always found it interesting in that regard, that you're still competing to win. I mean, you guys still want to win. Everyone still wants to be the winner, and yet you're helping out your potential competitor that could help them win, beat you.
Yeah, so one thing I want to shout out the Gems, actually. They came in a lot during our finals matches in the DT division, and even after that. We had picked a third robot, Team 4392. Their entire drivetrain had broken. And they came in, even when they were facing us in our finals match at DTE, they were our opponents, and they said, is there anything we can do to help? Is there anything we can give you? Are you guys doing good? And we thought that was amazing, you know, showing the sportsmanship there, that even though we're facing each other, they were still trying to help us out.
So, Owen, you're on the Gems. What's your role?
Well, on the Gems, I'm actually the lead mechanical student in charge there, and I'm also the driver on the field when we're competing and driving the robots.
So in that regard, specifically with Brighton and their issues, you were kind of like at the center of in terms of helping them out. If you're the lead mechanic, that would be kind of right in your area, right?
Yeah, so whenever they were asking for parts, they told me what they needed, and I actually went and got one of our spare gearboxes and ripped it apart and pulled out the part they needed and brought it to them, and it was actually... I believe it was right before the finals started,
yeah.
And so that's all part of the gracious professionalism that FIRST kind of invalues.
Yeah, and the Gems also this year doing very well. You guys made it to the finals on the DTE field. And I guess full disclosure, I should mention my daughter is on the Gems. I might be wearing a Gem shirt right now, just completely coincidental, by the way. But you guys made it to the finals at the DTE division, and the Alliance Brighton was on. You took it to a tiebreaker, and Brighton ended up winning it and moving on to the finals.
Yep. It was an amazing match. You know, that DTE division was really difficult. I think even if we had been at a higher up, we almost were pick number one. The Gems were on our list because we just loved everything about them. We'd worked well with them in the past. You know, they were such a great team.
And in fact, Owen, you know, I was there when it happened. So there's 8 Alliance. At the end of all the qualification matches, the top 8 teams are Alliance captains. Each Alliance has 3 teams on it. And those captains, in order, get to pick who is on their team. And the first pick of the first Alliance, and oftentimes, if you're a number 1 Alliance, you'll pick maybe the captain of the number 3 or 4 Alliance to come join your, you know, you want the best team to be in your Alliance. You were the Gems were picked first out of all of those, yeah, to come out. That was kind of a surprise to me, but I guess the more I talk to people, they're like, actually, that's not so surprising. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that was?
Well, it was it really came down to the execution on the field. So whenever you have your qualification matches, it's random teams that you're paired with and against, so you might get an unlucky draw. And if you lose matches but you still perform well individually as a team, then you may rank lower, but you just are a good enough team on the field where you're highly sought after.
Braden, for those folks that are listening, maybe don't quite understand, we've talked a lot of terms here, and I think a lot of folks maybe have never even seen a FIRST Robotics match, aren't quite sure what it is. Let's kind of go through all the different players that are on a team. If you can walk me through that. I know it's your rookie season, but in this game, the power-up game, but generally, these components are in place each year. So walk us through. I mean, we've heard the phrase a human player. I was the human player. So you know, there's different teams. Help us out. How does the team break out?
So on our team, we never had a technician because we wanted to do more scouting. But there's the tech, like just on the field, you got the technician that goes and grabs the robot at the end of the match. You got the human player, which they either roll the rollers for the vault or the exchange, and then they put the cubes into the power ups, and then you have two more human players that control the portals at the other ends of the field, and then you have the drive team. They drive the robot. There's a lot more that goes into the other factors that's not just on the field.
So how many members are on your team?
We had 8 members.
Okay, so that's a smaller team. I mean, there's obviously much bigger teams than that. So you mentioned a drive team. So the drive team has how many members?
Usually 3, or 3 or 4.
And they're involved in actually controlling the robot on the field.
You have the drive coach. They kind of tell the drive team what to do. You have the drivers, usually 1 or 2. They can actually control the robot. And then the other players, the human player, the other member of the drive team is the human player.
And the human player in this particular game, they're feeding these blocks
yeah.
Onto the field and stuff. There's slots where they kind of push them through
yes.
at sort of the right time. So there's a lot of strategy and timing that goes into into doing that. So let's Kyle, and what's your position?
I'm the drive coach of.
Okay, so you're on the drive team. You're kind of coaching the team. How many other members are on your drive team?
In total, my drive team, we have 5 members. We have our human player, our 2 drivers, and our technician, and then myself as drive coach.
So the 2 drivers, they kind of break down into different tasks, correct?
Yeah.
So describe that for us.
So one driver is completely controlling just the movement of the robot on the field, while the other one is controlling any part of your robot that is not just driving. And sometimes they share tasks between the two, but it's usually defined by spec. We call it spec ops and chassis, because the chassis driver is just moving the robot around the field, while the spec ops driver is driving anything that's special and defined for the game.
So as the coach, you've got, you know, one driver who's, you know, directing the robot on the field, the other one who is working in terms of it's got a lift mechanism, it's scooping mechanism, if you will, you know, and other things like that, and they operate that part. So that's got to require, I imagine, a pretty good amount of coordination between them. And that's your job to kind of make sure they're coordinating with the other. You kind of look at the big picture and let them know what they should be doing.
Yep, for sure. I usually just tell my team where they're going to be needing the take cubes, what's going on in the match, how much time is left, and where do we need to place the cubes. And with our drive team, they've just had so many years together where they have gotten to be really strong at communicating with each other.
So, Ashlyn, in addition to being the Chairman's Award team leader, do you have other position, other roles on the team?
I'm pretty much the business and awards lead for our ScottsBots.
Okay, good. I wanted to ask about the business team, because that's a big part of robotics. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not something that's focused specifically on the robotics itself, but it is a big part of what each first team has to do.
Yeah.
So explain that part.
So with being on the business team, the schools don't really pay for a lot. And the Howard Robotics program runs 12 teams now, which costs about $50,000 a year to run. So being on the business team, we work with a lot of community partners, or also known as sponsors, where they help donate either parts or money or something else to keep the robotics team going. And we try to involve them as much as our team and just, like, invite them to events so they can see where their money goes.
So each team, as you mentioned, you got to fundraise to get everything that a team, you know, is going to need to go through the season. These teams aren't funded by the districts per se, where everything is just sort of here's your budget and everything is paid for. You guys have to go out and get the money to make mm-hmm. this happen.
Yeah.
And then we've heard about scouting. Who here maybe can talk? Give us a good role on scouting. Everyone's pointing to somebody else. All right. So Kyle, tell us about scouting, what that is.
So scouting takes place at every tournament usually. Each team usually does their own, but recently the Livingston County teams have gotten together and we've created a scouting app, so what you're doing is you're tracking how many cubes are being scored in a match by each robot. You've got usually a person on each in your stands watching each and every robot. So it's one-on-one. You're basically watching to see what can that robot do. So that leads to helping you out for alliance selections when you're looking to choose your best partner to complement your robot. you look at your statistics and everything to be able to tell, hey, that's a good alliance partner, and it works well with us, and they have capabilities that will work well along with ours.
So, Alex, how do you incorporate that scouting information that you get then, you know, from your scout team? They bring you this information. How do you incorporate that into your strategy on the field?
So we're still working on that. It all depends on what kind of functions your robot does. So say this year we have a robot who can play the switch, which is a game piece in the actual event that in the competition. We're very good at switch. We want a robot who's very proficient in the scale. So we want to find some kind of robot that can fill our bases, if that makes sense. We can cover every part of the field successfully.
And Owen, once you get that information, you know, strategy is a huge part of this game. It's not just competition, which robot is better than the other. Some robots are very fast, faster than others. Some robots have great, scooping mechanisms and placing mechanisms. Others, but I some teams that maybe they aren't as fast as others, but they got a better strategy that'll win in the end. So how does strategy play into that? How do you take that strategy and make that pay off?
Yeah, so basically, if you have a good robot, you can make it great by execution on the field and strategy. So a lot that happens in especially the elimination matches when you have a set alliance of teams is playing your strategy well, because you can beat two really good robots with two robots that may be subpar based on your strategy. And if you're scouting, if you, say, choose the wrong robot and you both do the same game piece, you could get in each other's way and slow each other down. So those two great robots turn into two average robots.
And with the gems, specifically, I mean, we talked about how you guys got picked first in alliance selection. Because the gems robot was pretty good but at most of the tasks, but it wasn't, the best at a lot of these tasks. But it seemed to me like it was the strategy that you guys were implementing on the field that kind of raised you above. Would you agree?
Yeah, so basically, whenever we were out on the field, we were partnered with 2337, the Engineerds. They're out of Grand Blanc. And our strategy really was if you take ownership of the center scale game piece, which is really the main game piece in the game, then you have a very likely chance of winning the match. So we complemented each other well because we both could place on the scale and without getting in each other's way.
And we talked about the scouting app. Kyle mentioned the scouting app that all the teams are using. So there's a level of cooperation here amongst all the teams specific to Livingston County. And there's you guys are also working on a potential alliance, if you will. Talk about that, Alex.
So this has been an idea that we've been kind of lightly talking about over the past couple of years. There's a Purple Alliance up in northern Michigan, middle Michigan. They all work together in the off season. They build their robots together. They talk about strategy, and they work out all the stuff that you'd be figuring out in your first district competition. So this year, when we went to our first district competition in Kettering, we were figuring out the strategy as we were playing and trying to compete. If we had a Livingston Alliance that could get together in the off season, talk about ideas, talk about how we all want to succeed in this season, we could figure out all those things before we're competing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And Alex, by the way, you've got a teammate here with you, correct?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you introduce him? He's been a silent partner here over in the corner. Why don't you lean in there?
So, yeah, this is David Delisle, our team captain.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, team captain for the Techno Dogs. So, explain your role.
My role on the team is the business lead. So I basically take care of all the finances and the sponsorship of the team, as well as heading the scouting and strategy effort, also in communication with all the other teams and multiple people around the Livingston County is, and talking about how robotics is and what we can do for the next year. And I'm a really big advocate for this Livingston Alliance. It's a really cool idea I think we could have for this next year.
And it should be noted that as a business lead, you're the only one here in a suit and tie. All right, ready to do business at a moment's notice.
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely.
So when you go out in the community and talk about FIRST, what's the reception you get?
Well, a lot of
confused glances, actually, because not many people actually know about this first program, and it's just amazing. It's an amazing program that incorporates so many different students and mentors and businesses that in the school system that it brings everyone together and allows so much collaboration in the field of STEM, and not just STEM, but like my role on the team, the business. We have a team member on our team, Hans, who works with the finances, and it's one of his career choices, and it's just amazing how much he can do and help us out in like that area, and it just shows you how much FIRST actually prepares you in the real world. I don't have any other experience that I can actually write down on a resume that isn't from FIRST, that isn't comparable to how I can apply myself to the real world.
Yeah, and then I think that's an excellent point. We have another guest in the studio. Why don't you introduce yourself? Yep.
I'm Nathan Gould from the Heartland team.
And what's your role on the Electro Eagles?
I do pretty much everything. I've done some mechanical stuff. I do some programming stuff. I also am the chassis driver for our team. And I've been doing this for a few years, so I'm just trying to get that knowledge out to everyone on our team.
So being a part of a FIRST team, you know, what were your thoughts going in, and now that you've been doing this for a few years, what kind of skills do you think it's given you?
I actually started at the very bottom level of FIRST. I started in elementary school at CSA, my old school, and I worked my way up till all the way up to our high school team when I moved schools, and I think that foundation of engineering that also brings in the business and the finance and all these other things really brings it together into something that literally everyone can do and everyone can gain experience and use that in the real world.
Yeah, I think it's interesting you mentioned the other levels because it's something we hadn't talked about because there are these other divisions that start down in like kindergarten level, correct? Like a JLL, it's a junior Lego League.
FLO Junior, that's for the lower elementary school kids, and they have FLO for the higher elementary school kids, and they have FTC for the middle school kids, and FRC, which we're in for high school.
Yeah, so all these different levels, and several districts were actually honored at the state championship because they offer that full range, Heartland being one of them. Mm-hmm. CSPA also got, I think, Howell. He received a certificate from the governor for having that full range of pulling that around. So Alex, in terms of what kind of skills FIRST has given you through the years, what kind of skills do you think it has provided?
I don't even know where to start. Coming in freshman year, my dad has done a lot of computer programming, so I thought, hey, why not give it a shot? And I did a lot of computer programming, but just walking around, just observing what people are doing mechanically and even organization, it's really helped. Last year, I did a lot of programming, and then this year, I helped out a lot with the business team. There's also a lot of spirit that goes into it. I'm kind of like the spirit captain. There's a lot of spots to fill on any team.
You know, that's another aspect we haven't talked about. So the whole spirit aspect. That was something me going to these tournaments was kind of blown away by the fact that you would think, you know, if you've got a bunch of high students that are focused on engineering and science, and they're just going to be very quiet, we're working on robots. And so these are very, very loud, boisterous celebrations. And in terms of teams, in a certain sense, they get, you know, points, not literal points, but points for spirit.
Yeah. So there's actually a spirit award, and you're saying like a lot of students that don't really speak out that much. We have a lot of students that, you know, they've done some stuff in the off season, worked on the robot. But the reason they get so into it is because it's like making a football team, but your team is the robot. If that makes sense, it's like making an entire team that gets on that field. So people get into it because every single year is something fresh and something that we want to see succeed. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Owen, let's swing the microphone your way. Same question. What have you gotten out of FIRST Robotics?
Well, I mean, I've been involved for 4 years now, and I've done pretty much everything that there is in robotics. So I've done business presentations. I've been to the actual corporate headquarters of DTE Energy and presented in front of their executive board for sponsorships. I've driven the robot. I've assembled gearboxes. I've like literally just all the mechanical aspects of robotics, you could never learn that anywhere else in high school.
And part of FIRST also, I know that you took part in going to Washington, D.C. and mm-hmm. and advocating for more STEM funding.
Yeah, I actually took a trip last June, or actually 2 years ago, June, and it was with a handful of other teams, and we actually advocated for more STEM funding, not necessarily specifically FIRST, but STEM programs in general, because this is the program for preparing your kids and for real life.
Yeah, and I mean, you meeting with the senators and congressmen and talking about the need for this. Mm-hmm. So another interesting experience plus a good skill set as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. So Braden, for you, great rookie season. What did you take away from it?
I definitely learned more about the mechanical part of engineering. That's pretty much all I did, and I didn't really do any of the programming or the. We had such a small team that it was hard for us to do all the tasks that we could do, like the business aspect or the financing or anything. Our coach, we relied on our coach a lot for that, because he was a great coach. He definitely helped us out a lot, being the only mentor on the team.
So, do you anticipate having the great season that you had that you're going to see a lot more interest to join the team next year?
Well, next year I won't be on the team. I'll be off in college.
Okay, well.
But if I could, I would. And I feel like there'd be a lot of people that will be interested in joining the team.
I have a feeling that you will. I think that's usually the story when I think when you talk with a lot of teams, that they do that inaugural season and then other people see how cool it is, I guess, and what they can get out of it, and they're going to come running for it. Well, congratulations again for a great rookie season and on to college. Fareed, do you know where you're going?
I'm going to Michigan Tech.
All right. Perfect. Excellent. That's good to hear. And so, Kyle, from your perspective, what have you taken out of FIRST Robotics?
Well, I've been in FIRST for 5 years now. I started my first year in middle school, and it's just been amazing. Not between just the technical skills I've learned from programming and building the actual robot, to people skills and just being able to talk with people and talk and just strategize and being able to communicate really strongly. And it's just so much fun. Like, I do not regret anything from FIRST at all. And it's just been such a huge part of my life. And my coach tends to go with this saying that robotics isn't just a sport. It's a lifestyle.
Ashlyn, would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that. I've been in the program for 4 years. I joined in seventh grade, actually the first year Howell offered a middle school and FTC team. So it's been really cool to grow up in the program, really, and see the program grow from just having 7 people to now having over 125 families involved with almost all of our programs. And it's taught me a lot. I've definitely gotten a lot more confident. I've gotten people skills. I've learned how to manage finances. It's definitely helped me with that, and then it's also given me the chance to learn kind of what I want to do when I'm older, what I want to go into college for. So,
excellent. Well, I want to thank you all. Before we let you go, I do want to see. So as we said, 4 of the teams heading on to the World Championships in Detroit this year. Who's going to take it all?
Us.
Let's say Brighton.
Gracious professionalism, people. Gracious professionalism.
All of us together, I'd say.
Yeah. There you go. You could have a Livingston County Alliance. You never know.
Get 4 picks at Worlds. So.
Yeah, we could do it. It's definitely possible.
Well, that would be very cool to see. Ashlyn Nemec from ScottSpots, Team 4776. Kyle Albrecht from the Heartland Electro Eagles, 3536. Alex Hogue from Brighton Techno Dogs, Team 3707. Owen Pulaski from the Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy Gems, 4362. And Braden Brockway from Fowlerville's Fast Team, 7056. Thank you all for being a part of this, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.